Good afternoon. It's good to be here with my family in your worship today.
午安啦，咁我都好开心嚟到大家当中去一齐去崇拜，同我家庭一齐。
My son has asked me over and over again, when are we coming to visit this church again?
咁我仔咧成日都问我哋几时再嚟探你哋啊
？I have a question for you.
我今日有一个问题想问你哋。
What does this mean to you? Inside out, upside down.
我想问你呢一句系咩意思咧？倒转同埋反转系咩意思咧？
When you think upside down and inside out, what do you think about?
当你谂起倒转同埋反转，你会谂起啲乜嘢咧
？I did a Google search for a picture and I found this picture.
咁我问咗高老师，咁咧就揾到呢幅相喎。
This is a real house called the upside down house.
咁咧我就揾咗呢间屋咧，就真系一间屋嚟噶，这个叫做倒转嘅屋。
Who would build something like this?
有啲咩人会起啲咁嘅屋咧
？It was contracted by a Polish businessman and philanthropist.
咁咧系一个波兰嘅商人啦，佢系一个慈善家嘅。
This house took 5 times longer than a regular house to build.
咁呢间屋咧系需要5倍咁多嘅时间去起嘅噃。
It took long because it was very confusing the measurements and angle.
咁咧好难去起，要咁长时间咧，因为好难去起，佢全部嗰啲要度嘅嘢，全部都要花好多时间嘅。
And the tourists visiting the house would come out and they would complain about feeling confused or dizzy.
咁嗰啲游客咧嚟到咧，都出嚟之后咧，觉得头晕身庆嘅。
So why would you build this unusual house that no one can live in?
咁点解你会起一间咁奇怪嘅屋，系冇人可以住嘅咧
？The Polish man built it.Because of his experience under communist rule and his life.
咁佢起依间屋咧，因为佢系经历过咧共产主义嘅时候咧，佢嘅人生系点样嘅
？It was a time he felt his country was confusion and unlivable.
佢觉得呢个国家系冇人住得到嘅，同埋好混乱。
His life was upside down, inside out.
咁所以佢生命咧系倒转同埋反转嘅。
So inside out and upside down is an experience.
所以呢个倒转同埋反转咧，其实是一个人生嘅经历。
What does this mean for us as Christians?
咁系当为基督徒，作为基督徒系咩意思咧
？How does Jesus turn us upside down and inside out?
咁耶稣点系将我哋嘅生命咧，又系倒转又系反转咧
？Well, as Christians, we can say that we are already in.
作為基督徒咧，你可以話我哋已經喺入邊噶啦。
We have been accepted. We are faithful.
我哋已經係被接納，我哋係忠心嘅。
You have not wandered away from the church.
你又冇離開教會。
Every week you show up faithfully for worship, for a prayer meeting, for Bible study.
每一個禮拜你都好忠心咁樣去崇拜、去祈禱會同埋去查經。
You follow the golden rule, and you know in your heart.God loves you just as you are.
咁你知道咧，你跟随神嘅诫命，同埋神咧系你系点，佢就系点样去爱你嘅。
So the question is, how can we continue to grow and mature?
咁个问题就系问我哋啦，我哋点样可以更加去成长咧
？We have to remember, God does not leave us where we are.
神咧系唔想我哋咧留喺我哋系咁就系咁样。
God is not.Content to leave us just as we are.
神咧唔想有我哋系咁就系咁嘅。
Your faith needs to be challenged. It needs to be poked and prodded.
你嘅信仰咧需要去督下你啊，去挑战下你嘅。
And how does God do this?
咁神点样咁做咧
？He often does this by turning our thoughts inside out, upside down.
佢好多时候咧都系将我哋嘅思想咧倒转同埋反转嘅。
If you are growing in your faith, you will experience God testing your belief and assumptions.
咁如果你系真系喺你嘅信仰里边去成长紧嘅时候咧，你会留意到主咧喺度挑战紧你以往谂嘅嘢嘅。
Growing in faith means you question what you thought you once knew.
你会挑战下自己，以往我想嘅系咪真系咁样咧
？Then you also question what you thought you already decided.
有啲可能已經做咗嘅決定，可能主喺呢方面去挑戰你。
And that's when you discover There's more than what we first saw.
咁所以喺呢個時刻咧，我哋就發現原來咧，比我哋第一次去諗嗰件事嘅時候咧，係更加深、更加多嘅嘢，主想俾我哋知道嘅。
So this afternoon, let the Spirit turn us inside out and upside down.
咁都期望我哋都容讓聖靈喺我哋生命裏邊，佢真係倒轉同埋反轉我哋嘅生命。
We're going to look at a familiar parable in Matthew 20.
咁我哋去睇下一個我哋好熟悉嘅比喻喎，喺馬太福音二十章。
And how we understand this parable comes down to this question.
咁我哋點樣去明白呢個比喻咧？就係問我哋一個問題喎。
Jesus is.
耶穌係。
This is a very important question for us to answer.
呢個係一個好重要嘅問題。
Who indeed is Jesus?
耶穌係邊個咧？
How you fill in the answer affects how you understand his ministry and teaching.
你怎樣答這個問題呢，就影響你怎樣去看耶穌和他的人生，他做了什麼。
For example, if Jesus was just a moral teacher, his main purpose is to teach you about right and wrong.
如果耶穌只是一個道德的老師，那他只是教你對和錯。
Or, if Jesus was a radical revolutionary,
或者耶穌是一個激進的革命，
then he came to make great changes to our political system, our social and our economic system.
咁耶穌咧就嚟到倒轉呢個世界，就無論係經濟啊或者政治啊，全部都俾佢反轉曬。
Maybe you say Jesus is a miracle worker.
可能耶穌係嚟係做好多神蹟嘅咧。
Then he is come to demonstrate signs and wonders.
咁佢嚟咧就好多做好多神蹟俾我哋去睇咯噃。
Or perhaps.He is a subverter of culture.
或者耶穌係嚟到去將我哋社會已經係咁樣咧，佢就去改變呢樣嘢。
Did Jesus come to challenge ideologies and to challenge the rulers and the established order?
如果呢個世上有好多政治嘅，係咪耶穌係咪嚟反轉呢啲咁嘅嘢咧？
Scholars offer this wide range of perspectives.
很多學者用不同的方法去看耶穌。
I believe we see all of these in Jesus' life and teaching.
某方面我們都看到耶穌的生命真的有很多這些我們以上列了的東西。
I like how one famous actor defined Jesus.
有一個很出名的藝人呢，他就這樣說。
Let me warn you what he says. His words are a little bit raw, a little bit strong.
他說話很激的。
This is what he says. He says, Jesus was a radical, non-violent revolutionary. He hung around lepers and hookers and crooks. He wasn't American, never spoke English. He was anti-wealth, anti-death penalty, anti-public prayer. But he was never anti-gay, never mentioned abortion or birth control, never called the poor lazy,Never justified torture, never fought for tax cuts for the wealthiest Nazarenes, and never asked a leper for a copay. He was a long-haired, brown-skinned, homeless, community organizing, anti-slut-shaming, Middle Eastern Jew.
All right, 咁咧，耶穌係啲咩人咧？佢係咧一個好激進，一個唔暴力。嘅革命，咁咧佢咧就同一啲嘅麻風病人啊，一啲嘅妓女啊，一啲偷小偷啊，佢又唔係美國人，又唔識講英文，佢又唔係為咗呢啲政治方面啊，佢又唔係反同性戀啊，佢又冇講墮胎啊，或者又冇講話啲窮人係好懶啊，佢咧又冇為咗一啲好有錢的人呢而幫他們去減稅啊，他又沒有叫一些麻風病人去給錢啊，他一個長頭髮啡色皮膚沒有家，還有呢他是一個中東的猶太人。
These are very provocative words he says here.
他說的話是很激動我們的心的。
His is a commentary of us as North Americans, how we have domesticated Jesus.
他其實就是講話我哋北美洲嘅人咧，係將耶穌咧變成我一個嘅模式啊。
So we have taken Jesus repackaged, reshaped him for our liking.
我哋將耶穌擺咗一個框框度，係指我哋會中意佢嘅。
We have defined Jesus. We have used Jesus. We have interpreted Jesus from our own political and cultural slants.
我哋用我哋自己嘅方法去形容耶穌，以致咧係我哋係幫助我哋咧去推舉我哋自己想做嘅嘢。
So there are many ways that, as North American Christians, we have defined Jesus.
所以喺北美洲裏邊咧嘅基督徒咧，我哋用咗一個方法去睇耶穌。
So we can never completely define Jesus. That's why we have to keep our minds open.
我哋唔會一世裏邊咧，我哋都唔會可以明白到耶穌嘅全部嘅。但係所以咧，我哋要有一個開放嘅心去繼續去明白。
There are old ways of thinking that sometimes need to be broken so we can understand Jesus in new and fresh ways.
有時有啲舊嘅觀念，我哋需要去俾神去破碎，以致我哋可以用啲新嘅方法去睇事物。
If Jesus is not challenging your understanding, you are probably not growing.
如果耶穌冇挑戰你嘅想法，你多數都唔係成長緊。
So today I'm going to ask you to put on your thinking caps because I want to allow Jesus to subvert our way of thinking.
所以今日咧，我想你去開始去諗下，去俾耶穌咧去改變你嘅想法。
So Jesus tells this parable. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work."His vineyard.
咁所以咧，馬太福音二十章第一節咧就話：天國好像個家主清早去雇人進他的葡萄園作工。
Okay, before we go on, we have to stop here.
我哋唔繼續睇嘅時候，我哋停一停喺度。
What is the kingdom of heaven?
天國係咩嘅地方咧
？You ask one dozen pastors, they will give you a dozen different answers.
你問。好多嘅牧師，佢哋可能會講好多唔同嘅答案。
I did another Google image search for Kingdom of Heaven.
我又問下高老師，睇下有啲咩嘅相可以睇咯。
This is what most people think of when you say the Kingdom of Heaven.
當你諗到天國嘅時候咧，你就可能諗起呢樣嘢噃。
But the Kingdom of Heaven is much, much more than this.
但其實天國係比呢個更加多嘅。
It's not just a place we go after we are finished here on earth.
呢個唔係淨一個我哋去嘅地方。當我哋過咗身嘅時候，我哋會去嘅地方。
When Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, he's not talking about a physical place.
當耶穌講緊天國嘅時候，佢唔係講緊一個地方。
Very importantly, he's talking about the rule of God.
其實佢係講緊神掌權嘅地方。
It's about the reign of God under Jesus.
係神掌權嘅地方，係耶穌掌權嘅地方。
And the kingdom of God is not about the future.
呢個唔係講緊將來嘅事。
Not at all. It's about now.
係講呢一刻。
It is about what is being established through us as followers of Jesus.
係神透過我哋去今天去做嘅。
So the kingdom of God is not what we would expect.
所以天國唔係一個我哋諗佢係咁樣嘅地方。
It operates in a way that we are not used to.
佢嘅模式係同我哋以往想嘅係唔一樣嘅。
This is a upside down, inside out kingdom.
呢個係一個倒轉同埋反轉嘅天國。
In our world, in our modern society, how are the poor people treated?
在我們現代的社會，窮人是怎樣去對待他們呢？
They're generally mistreated, neglected, and pushed away.
多數呢，我們會藐視他們，擺他們擺在一邊。
But in God's kingdom, how are the poor treated?
但在神的角度裡面，窮的人我們會怎樣跟他們去相處呢？
They're comforted, they're healed, they're welcome to the table.
他們是被安慰，是歡迎他們來到主的面前的。
In our world, in our modern society, how do we treat our enemies?
在我們現代的社會，我們怎樣會對我們的敵人呢？
ISIS, Al-Qaeda, what do we do with them?
我們見到這些很多的恐怖分子，我們會怎樣去對待他們呢？
We hunt them out, we find them, we kill them.
我們去找他們，接著就殺了他們。
But in God's kingdom, what do we do with our enemies?
但在神的角度, 我们应该怎样去对待我们的敌人呢?
We love them. We pray for them.
我们是爱他们, 我们去为他们祷告。
This is an upside down world kingdom.
所以这个是一个倒转的天国。
So Jesus came to establish this new kingdom on this earth.
所以神来到是反转我们这个世界的。
A Mennonite writer, he describes this upside down kingdom like this.
有一个作者就形容这个天国是这样的。
He says, it's a kingdom where the good guys turn out to be the bad guys.
这个天国就是好人其实是坏人。
Those who we expect to receive rewards get spankings.
我们以为那些会有好东西其实是被人打的。
Those who think they're going to heaven land up in hell.
那些以为自己去天国的其实就去了地狱。
Things are reversed.
那些东西都倒转了。
They flip our expectations upside down.
将我们以往想的东西根本倒转。
The least are the greatest.
最微小的其实就是最大的。
The immoral receive forgiveness and blessing.
一些不道德的人其实有宽恕和有祝福。
Adults become children.
大人变成小孩。
The religious miss out, miss the heavenly banquet.
这些信宗教的人其实就是耽误了去不了那个天国。
The pious receive curses, shattering our assumptions.
这些正义的人其实被咒诅的。
Things aren't the way we expect them to be.
所以我们期望的根本就不是这样发生。
The kingdom of God is upside down.
所以这个天国根本就是倒转了。
So Jesus tells this parable of the vineyard workers this way.
所以耶稣就开始讲这个比喻了。
The story goes like this. There's a landowner.
有一个地主。
He's a businessman and there's great harvest. He needs helpers.
那是收价的时候，所以他需要很多人。
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, he goes out, he says, I need workers, I will pay you one day's wage.
那他就6点钟就出去请人了。那他就说，我需要人去做事，我就给一天的粮利了。
But the owner has a lot of work to be done.
他有很多事要做的。
So he decides to hire more people, he goes out again, 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 four times.
那他继续需要人，所以他去了有一次，有一次，有一次，其实总共去了4次。
He goes out at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 12 noon, at 3 in the afternoon, and then finally at 5.
他9点钟、12点钟、3点钟和5点钟都出去。
And he says, I will pay you whatever's right.
应该给你多少，我就给你多少。
So it's the end of the day, it's time to pay.
做完了，那他就要给钱他们了。
So the foreman calls the workers in reverse order.
那他就叫那个人就开始去给他们钱了，那他就调转这样去给。
The last guys to be hired, he pays them one denarius.
那应该给钱呢，就最后来那个呢，就给了1个的银钱。
And the guys who were hired in the middle of the day, they come, he pays them one denarius.
那在中间来那些人呢，他也都给同一样的钱。
And the guys who were hired at 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 hours of work, they reach out their hand, one denarius.
那是6点钟之后做了12个钟头的人，他们摊开手板，都是得1银钱。
You don't have to be an accountant to know something is not fair.
你不需要做一个会计师，你都明白，有些事好像不是很公平。
Something is not working out.
有些事好像不是很对。
It seems very unfair for the first workers.
好像对第一个来做事的人好像很不公平。
How have we traditionally understood this parable?
我们以往怎样去看这个比喻呢?
We have always understood the owner is God.
我们经常都觉得这个业主肯定是神。
When he gives the one denarius, that is salvation that's being given out.
这个一个银钱其实是代表我们的救恩。
The first hired workers are God's people. They're the Jewish people.
所以这个第一个给一个银钱的人是犹太人。
And the very last workers, they're the Gentiles.
最后那些人肯定是外邦人。
So the unfair payment is not really unfair because it's about grace.
所以这个银钱根本就不是说不公平的，根本是公平的，因为是讲恩典。
We have a generous God who gives the last and the first the same grace.
我哋有一个好慷慨嘅神，佢俾最先同埋最后都系一样嘅恩典。
It seems unfair because God is extravagant in his grace.
好似唔公平，因为神咧根本就系好奢侈咁样去俾我哋。
This is why the first workers they're not able to appreciate God's generosity.
所以咧，第一个嚟嗰啲嘅工人咧就觉得唔公平，因为佢哋唔可以明白到、了解到神嘅慷慨。
The parable is understood this way when we see God, He's the landowner.
当我哋见到神系嗰个嘅业主嘅时候咧，我就会咁样去睇。
And this is the traditional interpretation, and it's a good interpretation.
我哋咁样睇咧，其实呢个都几好噶噃。
But today I'm going to offer you another interpretation.
我想用一个唔同方法同大家睇下呢个嘅比喻。
This interpretation comes from the lens of you. You are a vine worker.
我想讲系当你哋系喺呢个葡萄园做嘢嘅工人。
Imagine you were there 2,000 years ago.
你想象自己二千年就喺嗰度啦。
You are listening to what Jesus is saying, and you're poor.
你听紧耶稣讲呢个嘅比喻，你好穷嘅。
You are uneducated, and you are the very lowest.
你未读过书，你系喺社会里边系最低嗰个。
This means the powerful people have control over you.
所以有好多有掌权嘅人咧，系喺你上边嘅。
So let's listen to this parable from a first century perspective.
所以我哋由第一世纪去听下呢个嘅比喻嘞噃。
There's two parts to the story.
呢个比喻有两方面嘅。
The hiring and the paying.
有请人嗰方面啦，同埋俾钱嗰方面。
Let's look at the hiring first.
我哋睇下请人嗰方面嘞噃。
A landowner went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard.
咁咧就清早咧就去有一个家主就去雇人入佢个葡萄园去做工，同佢工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园里。
When you hear the word landowner, you think of power.
当你听到一个地主的时候，其实很有权势的。
A landowner is the only person who can hire, and he's not your regular person.
有地的人呢，先可以请到人的，他不是一个普通人。
He is wealthy, powerful, and the upper class.
他是有钱啊，同埋很有权势的。
And this man produces wine, a luxury item.
他呢，是做酒的，所以一个很贵重的东西。
So this man goes out and looks for workers.
咁嘅人咧就出去就揾啲工人去佢个葡萄园去做嘢啦噃。
Where is the workers and the labor pool?
呢啲嘅人喺边度嘅咧
？Where do they come from?
佢喺边度嚟噶
？These are called day workers.
呢啲系临时嘅工人。
Day workers are poor and unskilled.
临时嘅工人就多数系穷啦，同埋佢冇特别嘅技能嘅。
Because they are so poor, they will do anything for money.
他很窮，所以他做什麼都肯的。
Some biblical interpreters have called these people expendables.
有些查考聖經的人呢，就叫這些人呢，叫消耗品。
What is expendable?
消耗品是什麼呢？
A napkin is disposable.
所以一張紙巾就是可以消耗的。
A plastic fork is disposable.
交叉也是用完呢就扔掉了。
Use it once.Garbage.
你用咗就可以抌。
These workers were treated as expendable.
所以啲臨時嘅工人咧就好似咁樣，用咗一次就唔要噶啦。
No one owned them. No one wanted them.
冇人要嘅。
As modern people, I don't think many of us have encountered these expendable people.
所以現代人咧，我哋都比較少去接觸呢啲咁嘅人。
But our society still uses day workers.
但其實社會咧，仲用呢啲嘅一日嘅工人嘅。
We have day workers in our city。
喺我哋嘅城市裏邊都有嘅噃。
If you look around, there are people standing around looking to work。
有啲人咧可能企嚟企去，其實就想揾工作去做。
I used to think that these workers were at the border of Mexico and in Texas。
我諗住咧，開頭諗住咧，淨係喺墨西哥啊同埋德州呢地方先會有嘅噃。
I heard stories of how local contractor.Drive to Home Depot and just hire whoever's in the parking lot.
咁可能咧，你去到 Home Depot， 你係本身係做工程嘅，你可能請有邊嘅人喺個停車場，你就請咗佢做嘢噶啦。
One summer, I drove into the Home Depot here. I looked around and I was shocked what I saw.
有一個夏天，我真係揸咗去 Home Depot 揸下車，就發覺睇到一啲好驚奇嘅嘢喎。
I saw a bunch of young men standing around at the edge looking for work.
我就見到一班年青人真係企喺度等工做。
Men from all cultures just looking for someone to pay them.
一啲唔同宗教啊，唔同嘅社會嘅背景都喺度等緊工作去做。
There's no contract.
係冇一個嘅合同。
There's no job insurance. There's no protection.
冇現疏，冇人保護你嘅。
If they get hurt or even die, they're expendable.
死咗或者又受傷嘅，都冇所謂啦，都冇人要嘅。
So in our story, the landowner sees some of the workers, and what is the agreement?
咁呢個嘅商人，佢見咗呢啲人嘅時候，佢做咗啲乜嘢咧
？What is the payment?
嗰個嘅錢係點俾法咧？
He agreed to pay them one denarius for the day and sent them to work.
咁所以咧，佢係話咧，佢哋做一日嘅工就俾一錢銀紙俾佢哋，就叫佢哋去做工啦。
We don't know how much one denarius.
我哋根本都唔知道一錢銀紙係幾多。
Maybe enough money to buy two meals.
可能夠錢係買兩餐啦。
But these workers, they have no power.
但其實呢啲工人根本就冇權勢。
They cannot negotiate. They cannot bargain.
佢唔可以同人哋去講價嘅。
He says one denarius, take it or leave it.
你就係咁樣噶啦，你要咧，要啦，唔要就罷。
So they take it, they have no choice.
所以佢哋冇選擇，就揀咗去做啦。
So let's take a step back.
我哋行翻轉頭再睇一睇。
Can God be the landowner?
神可唔可以做呢個咁嘅人呢
？He is a powerful man who exploits the workers.
佢係咪一個好強嘅人，係只係會當嗰啲人好似消耗品咁樣去睇咧？
The work is being done, but he needs more workers.
嗰啲嘢仲喺度俾人做緊，但係都唔夠嘅。
So he comes to the market to look for more people to help him.
所以佢去到個街市再揾多啲人。
So notice he goes out four more times.
佢再去多四次咁多喎。
And every time he comes, there's people willing to work.
每次佢去都有人去俾佢請嘅。
What does this tell us?
咁話俾我哋聽啲乜嘢咧
？It tells us unemployment is very high.
話俾我哋聽個高嗰個失業率係好高喎。
No matter what time of day, someone is able to work.
無論咩時間都有人做嘅。
Even with high unemployment, how come he comes out four times?
點解咁多人都可以做工啊？點解佢要仲要出嚟四次咁多咧
？Why doesn't he hire everyone one time, go to work?
點解佢唔就咁一次過請曬佢哋翻去做
？Did the first group quit and leave?
係咪第一組做咗下？唔做啦，咁樣咧
？No，
又唔係啊。
Maybe the workers were not very competent and they needed more skilled people。
可能佢哋個技巧唔係咁好，要再請啲更加好嘅人。
It could be。
可能啦。
Or it could be the landowner was incompetent。
可能嗰個嘅地主根本就係
Maybe he underestimated the amount of work。
可能佢低估咗需要做嘅嘢啦。
He underestimated intentionally.
可能佢刻意咁樣去低估要做幾多嘢嘅。
Because he's looking at his bottom line.
所以佢睇緊嗰個底線喺邊度。
His bottom line governed his hiring.
所以睇呢個底線咧，所以佢就睇住去請人嘅。
So as the boss, he didn't want the labor cost to cut into his profits.
佢唔想因為佢要請嗰多人而少咗錢。
So he hires the minimum.
所以佢請最少嘅人。
He hired just enough.
啱啱夠嘅。
He was not interested in helping the poor or giving them opportunity.
佢冇乜興趣去幫呢啲窮人或者俾機會佢哋。
He was paying just enough to get the job done.
佢俾啱啱夠嘅錢，以至可以做到呢份工作。
But the problem, the job was not getting done.
但個問題就係份工作根本都未做完。
Notice as the day progressed, he didn't even say, "I will pay you one denarius."
你留意喺呢個嘅經文裏邊咧，佢冇繼續講話我要俾一個錢銀紙俾你。
In verse 4, he says, "I will pay you whatever's right."
佢只係話所當給的我必給你們。
He says, "I'll pay you whatever I think is good."
我覺得要俾幾多就俾幾多。
So now let's move to the second part, the payment.
咁我而家睇下俾錢嗰方面嘞噃。
So settling the accounts, it's 6 o'clock and it's time to pay.
6点, 晚上就开始要给钱的时间了。
So this is where we notice it's strange. He pays the last workers first.
很奇怪哦, 他调转地去给钱哦。
This is not common.
这个不是经常这样做的。
Why would you not honor the hardest working people first?
为什么你不会去, 尊重一些做得最多、最辛苦的人呢?
This is the most shocking part of the parable.
所以这个是令到我们很惊讶的。
Every worker is paid the same.
每一个工人都给同一个的,
regardless how much work they've done, one denarius.
无论他做了多少事,都是一样那么多钱。
What's the meaning?
什么意思呢?
This is deliberate.
这个是刻意的。
The owner did this to shame the workers.
是令到那些工人是难受的。
By paying the last is the same as the first, he's giving a message.
他给最后和最初那些人都一样的钱，他有一个的信息想告诉他们。
He is saying, you mean nothing to me.
你对我来说根本就不是什么。
You mean no more to me than a one-hour worker.
你做12个钟和你做1个钟都没分别。
You agreed, one denarius, here it is.
你说是这样的嘛，我就给你咯。
Imagine it happened to you.
你想象这个是发生在你生命里面。
You would say, not fair.
你会说这个是不公平的。
This is a cruel boss.
这个是衰人来的。
He doesn't care for anybody.
他都不理人的。
As Jesus is telling this parable,
当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候,
many of his listeners are saying, this is not fair.
很多听的人都会觉得, 这个是不公平的。
They've experienced this.
他们经历过。
In this culture of power and oppression, you don't say anything.
当在这个社会底下, 生活的时候, 你会什么都不说。
If you want to work again, shut up.
如果你想继续去做的, 你会什么都不说。
But it's too much.
但是真的太不公平了。
The first workers cannot take it anymore. They have to say something.
顶不住了, 一定要说些。
They worked 12 hours long and hard, and they got courage and they stand up.
他们做了12个钟, 很辛苦, 他们就, 拿着勇气, 就一起去这样讲了。
They said, this is not fair.
啊, 这个是不公平的。
We worked hard and long for you, and you pay us the same as someone who worked 1 hour?
我们整天劳苦受热, 然后那些来了做1个钟头, 你竟然给他们和我们一样那么多钱?
And everyone is shocked to hear them speak up.
他们听到的时候, 个个都很紧张, 很害怕。
The owner is very cunning.
但是那个主人也好像很狡猾那样。
He picks out the leader who spoke up and says this.
他就选起这个人, 就说出声的人呢, 就跟他说了。
He says, friend,
朋友,
am I being unfair to you?
我不是对你不公平呢?
Did you not agree to work for one denarius?
你不是说了会做的吗?
He calls the protester friend.
他就叫这个跟他撑过的人呢, 就叫他朋友。
This is not a friendly term.
这样说朋友呢, 不是真的当你是一个朋友这样说的。
How could they be friends?
有什么可能是朋友呢?
They're in different social classes.
他根本是跟他是不同的社会的层次。
So he's being sarcastic.
所以其实他这样是讽刺这样去说的。
He says, my friend, I am not cheating you.
他说朋友,我不是骗你吧。
Did you not agree to work for one denarius?
你不是说你会为了1钱银子而这样去做工的吗?
He calls this an agreement.
他说这个是一个合同。
There really is no agreement.
其实根本都不是一个合同或者合约。
There's no negotiation.
没得谈的。
So the owner continues.
所以这个地主就继续这么说了。
He says, take what belongs to you and go.
他叫他说你拿是属乎你的东西你就走了。This
is not the owner saying, go in peace and prosper. He's not saying that.
他不是说你平平安安拿了你有的东西就走了。He
is being condescending again. He's being sarcastic.
他就又是讽刺这样说话了。
He's saying, you're fired.
I don't see that.
You're gone. You're
炒鱿鱼。 以后都不要回来了。
You will not work with me again.
你以后都不要再来这里做事。
And he uses this man as an example.
他做了, 用了这个人来做一个例子。
A Am I not allowed to do what belongs to me?
我唔係想點就點咩？
He's saying, who are you to tell me what to do?
其實佢就想話，你憑啲咩去叫我做嘢咧？
How could it be that I have no authority to do what I want?
有咩可能係我冇呢個嘅權柄去做我想做嘅嘢咧？
Let me remind you, I am the owner.
我提你，我先係嗰個嘅主人。
I can do whatever I want.
我想點就點。
Okay, let's take a step back.
我哋又睇得轉睇下啦。
If you are a first century worker, would you conclude the landowner is God?
如果你係第一世紀嘅工人，你會唔會覺得啊呢、這個就係神啊
？Probably not.
多數都唔會喎。
He's harsh. He's hard. He's not very nice.
佢又惡又衰又好利用人嘅。
In the traditional interpretation, we automatically name God as the landowner.
在以往我们会看神其实就是这个主人。
God is rich and generous to us all.
因为神呢是很有慈爱而且他是很有钱的。
And this is good, this is right.
这个是好的其实。
Then, but if we don't name God as the owner, the parable has new meaning.
但当我们不要叫那个的主人是神的时候这个比喻有一个新的看法
We are able to hear a different voice.
我们听到一些不同的声音
We hear a voice of people that are oppressed and exploited.
我们听到有些人其实是被人欺压的
And we need to hear these voices.
我们也需要听到这些声音
We need to give voice to the poor and the oppressed.
我们要需要去听到一些被欺压和一些穷的人
I believe that the kingdom of Godasks us to help these people.
我是相信天国呢、这个的道理呢其实是叫我们去帮这些人的。
I believe Jesus tells this parable also to subvert the powers at the time.
我相信耶稣呢讲这个比喻呢也是帮我们去倒转以往他们那个的势力是怎样去用他们的势力的。
Does anyone recognize this woman?
有没有人认得这个女人啊？
She was a whistleblower in the 90s.
她当初呢是她当她发觉一些东西的时候她有出声的。
She had the courage to stand up and speak out against injustice.
她有一个勇气她当她见到是不公平的时候她有出声的。
The injustice was in a small city in California called Hinckley.
在 California 这个地方呢是有一个地方呢这个的小镇呢是有些发生了的。
And her story is popularized by a very famous actress, Julia Roberts.
她这个故事呢是变成拍了一套片的是 Julia Roberts 做的。
This is Erin Brockovich.
这个人是 Erin Brockovich.
She had discovered that the city's water was contaminated with chemicals.
她留意到那个的城市那个地下水呢是有些毒的化学品在里面的。
Many people got sick, and many even developed cancer.
有好多人病咗，甚至有癌症。
So the large company, the PG&E company, they had been using toxic chemicals, and it went into the water.
呢个嘅公司系用咗啲有毒嘅化学品，系入咗嗰啲水里边。
But the company refused to take any responsibility. They say it's not our fault.
但系公司话唔关我哋事啊。
But Erin Brockovich.She stood up as a lone woman to speak out against this company.
但是这个人他愿意去站立起来去出声。
She doesn't even have any law training.
他又没有读过律法的。
But after a very long battle, she won the case.
斗了很久的官司之后他赢了。
The U.S. forced the company to pay $333 million.
30, I don't even know.有333个，跟住加6个零。
This is the largest payment that any lawsuit has forced the company to pay.
所以佢打呢个官司咧，系最多钱系俾佢呢个嘅官司打咗嘅。
So this is an example of one voice that stood up even though the power was so strong.
所以呢个人咧系愿意去行出嚟，去突个头出嚟，系虽然咧系被欺压，好多人咧都叫佢唔好咁样做，佢都会坚持嘅。
So when we see this parable in a different light, we have to help the poor and oppressed.
當我哋用一個唔同嘅角度去睇呢個比喻嘅時候咧，我哋要願意去幫呢啲嘅窮同埋被欺壓嘅人。
So Jesus extends his friendship to the poor, to everyone.
所以其實耶穌係伸出佢嘅友誼嘅手去俾每一個人嘅。
Let me just conclude by reading another quote from Crable.
我想讀多一句係呢個人 Crable 係寫嘅。
He says, instead of mimicking a typical king, Jesus worked from the bottom up.
耶穌咧唔係似一個普通咁樣嘅皇帝，佢係由下邊係上去嘅。
Rather than demanding service, he served.
佢冇堅持話要人哋去服侍，倒佢就係去服侍人。
Rather than dominating, he invited.
佢冇去監制人哋，但係佢係邀請嘅。
As a servant, waiter, and janitor, he ministered to those strewn on the human dump.
佢作為一個嘅仆人，一個好似企台咁樣，或者甚至一個清潔嘅工人，佢願意去服侍一啲被人去藐視嘅人。
The powerful were not amused.
喺權柄嗰啲人根本就唔喜悅咁樣嘅事。
They responded with their kind of power.
佢哋用咗佢哋自己呢個嘅權勢。
A violent cross.
係一個嘅十字架。
So let us follow the example of Jesus, be willing to speak up for injustice.
願我哋都願意去跟隨神，去為一啲被欺壓嘅人去出聲。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊禱告。
Jesus, this old parable speaks to us in new ways.
主耶穌，呢個嘅舊嘅比喻係用一個新嘅方法去對我哋説話。
We know you are a good God, a gracious God, a generous God.
我哋知道你係好，你係美善，你係慷慨嘅主。
You gave your Son because of your love for us.
你願意俾我哋你嘅獨生兒子，因為你愛我哋。
But the parable also teaches us there are voices that are oppressed and pushed down.
但係呢個嘅比喻都話俾我哋聽，有啲嘅聲音好多時候都被欺壓去壓扁。
Do we hear those voices?
我哋聽唔聽到呢啲嘅聲音？
A few days ago, we were shocked by a picture of a young boy washed up on a beach.
我哋前幾日睇到一幅相，係一個細路哥喺個岸邊。
His family wanted to escape the war in Syria and come to Canada.
佢個家人係想離開一啲戰爭，係嚟加拿大。
There are many children and many families like him who will never have a picture.
有好多嘅家人永遠連一幅相都唔會有。
What are we doing as a country about people who are in great need?
我哋作為一個國家，我哋為咗呢啲人去做咗啲乜嘢咧？
Lord, continue to speak to us.
主繼續對我哋説話。
Let us follow and speak for those who cannot.
求你俾我哋願意去跟隨你，去幫一啲出唔到聲嘅人去講説話。
Continue to speak to us in Jesus' name. We pray.
繼續對我説話，奉主名求。咁我都俾少少時間，大家去安靜啊。